I would like to now recognize our ranking member who has returned. He has some urgent matters in his state, and he would like to make opening statements. So I recognize Mr. Brown, the ranking member from South Carolina.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thanks for your indulgence. I know that you might have heard that we have a massive fire up in the north of my district, North Myrtle Beach, and some 60 or so homes have been destroyed, and about 7,000 acres have been burnt, and we needed to be part of that, particularly dealing with FEMA and some of the other agencies. But thank you for your testimony. This has been a great hearing, and bear with me as I present my opening remarks. In my state of South Carolina, we are spending a great deal of money trying to control non-native Asian tiger mosquitoes, flathead catfish, green porcelain crabs, and hydrilla. In fact, since 1981, we have spent over $18 million to control nuisance aquatic plants. And I was pretty amazed as I heard Dr. Lodge speak about the kudzu. And if I could interrupt my opening statement just for a minute to find out why in the world your granddaddy wanted to bring that over here. Like members of this subcommittee, during the past few weeks, I received thousands of calls, emails, and letters written by constituents in strong opposition to this bill. In fact, we brought a small box today, as you know, and we've got many other boxes of those. One of the many businesses in coastal South Carolina that will be harmed is a company in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, is called Wild Creations. In their letter, the president and CEO of Wild Creations states that H.R. 669 will seriously damage the pet industry. Is he here today? Okay. The loss of profits and other economic damages would not only include pet stores, but would also extend to specialty veterinarians, feed stores, pet boutiques, and pet care providers. This will impact over 8,000 pet stores in the U.S. alone. I also received a letter from the Institute of Greatly Endangered and Rare Species, also located in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, that indicates TIGERS has done great work for the animal ambassadors we care for and for countless others still in the wild. If H.R. 669 were to become in its current form, the majority of our activities would become criminal. The president of the National Aquaculture Association, Dr. John McMillan, tells us that what H.R. 669 will primarily accomplish is the cessation of trade in most all non-native species until the USFWS can conduct thousands of risk assessments. The economic damage to the aquaculture industry could potentially be enormous. Finally, the president of the American Tilapia Association writes that H.R. 669 is unworkable and is practical in a practical manner and would result in the closure of all tilapia fish farms, as well as many other food fish species in the United States. Hundreds of millions of pounds of fish production would be lost, as well as tens of thousands of jobs in the U.S., ranging from fish producers to wholesalers. Madam Chairman, this is only a small sample of the outrage we've all heard from all across America at this time. With so many of our constituents suffering because of the loss of their homes and their jobs, why would we support this legislation in its current form that would shut down small businesses across the United States? While the current Lacey Act may not be working, this legislature is not the answer. Instead, I suggest that we work together in a bipartisan manner to enhance and improve the current listing process for injurious wildlife. In addition, I would recommend that instead of an approved list, that we encourage the Fish and Wildlife Service to develop a non-approved or blacklist approach. Instead of having to prove that a non-native animal would not cause harm throughout the United States, this approach will remove harmful invasive species without destroying the entire industry. Before closing, I would like to ask unanimous consent to have included in the hearing records the letters from Wild Creations, Institute of Greatly Endangered and Rare Species, the National Aquaculture Association, the American Tilapia Association, the United States Association of Reptile Keepers, and a letter from Hugh Weathers, the South Carolina Agriculture Commissioner, all strongly oppose H.R. 669 in its current form. Thank you, Madam Chair, and I look forward to hearing the testimony of what heard that. Thank you all for testifying.